7:30 on the Voice of Fairfield and Westchester Counties, 1490 WGCH, Greenwich, WGCH.com anywhere. I'm Tony Savino. The Greenwich Planning and Zoning Commission met last night, joined on the line now by Director of P&Z, Pat LaRoe. Good morning, Pat. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Tony. How are you?
I'm okay. All right. Give us the lowdown on last night's meeting.
Sure. So first on the agenda was the YMCA, excuse me, not the YW, at 50 East Putnam Avenue. They were looking to essentially reestablish a early childhood center there. It is going to be about 20 kids, full-day daycare. This was going to go before the commission at an earlier meeting, but there was some concerns about the logistics, you know, parent drop-off, pickup. Obviously, the Y has a number of things going on at the same time. So where are parents parking? How are students or children in child care going to get into the building safely and not sort of muck up the traffic in the vicinity? The Y did a great job of presenting all their activities and their methods for, disembarking kids from parents' cars. Which is uses some technology and as well. So that was approved last night with conditions. Number two on our agenda was 618 Lake Avenue. That was a proposed preliminary subdivision. That item was postponed. We had 11 Ledge on. That was withdrawn. Number four, we had Closest Brook LLC, which is at 65 John Street in the backcountry. Large home. The house has been knocked down for several years, so it's essentially a vacant lot right now, but someone's looking to invest and build a new house with an indoor athletic facility in it. Commission had some concerns about the floor plans. There seemed to be some missing floor areas, some stairwells that went to nowhere, some concerns about conservation comments about the breadth and size of the redevelopment. A lot of almost 3 acres of disturbance on a 9-acre property. But again, it's a new house on a property without any home on it now. So it's a little bit of a increase over what was typical because we're going from very little to what is a typical home in town. So applicant was going to redress and come back, so that was left open and continued to a later meeting. The next two items, the text amendment and final site plan special permit for 5 Brookridge. This is a historic overlay with a proposal to do 6 units on the property, and this is at the corner of Brookridge and East Putnam Avenue. The commission has been going back and forth about the historic nature or the restoration and additions to the house, and does that not only make sense for a historic property, but for our regulations as it relates to the incentives provided under the HO zone. Applicant came back. One of the things that came up to last night was that the neighborhood seems to have all been built with stucco, and the house of the historic house on this property is a mix of stucco and timber. Applicant agreed to stick with stucco. Applicant also agreed to not pursue taking down any town trees in the right of way. The commission ultimately approved the applications with conditions. So moving forward there. Next on the agenda was JED Martial Arts. This is taking over the bank building at 30 South Water Street, which has been vacant for a few years. The main crux here is that this is an application in the waterfront business zone. And with that being proximity to the Byram River, there's some particular zoning criteria that needs to be met or considered when you're doing development in this area. Mostly this is reconfiguring the parking lot to have a sensible parking layout, nothing really going to the building except the use going in. Applicant was able to address a number of the conditions, or concerns, I should say, of the commission, mostly also where the building sits in elevation to the FEMA flood zone. It appears that the building is out or above those levels, and that makes the building it makes it good for the building because it doesn't mean that there has to be a lot of waterproofing or alternative fixes to the building. It can kind of exist as is without having too much intervention. So application was good. Commission was happy. Move that to approve with conditions as well. The next two items, 8 and 9, I'll just lump them together because, again, the text amendment and special permit. The text amendment was postponed. Excuse me, Tony. Sorry. And
bless you.
Thank you. And the Greenwich Office Park special permit and site plan was opened and continued without any discussion. So nothing happened there last night except just opening up the time frames that, for statutory timelines. Number 10 was Old Track Properties at 16 Old Track. That was an application for another early childhood center down at Old Track Road. That application was withdrawn. And then we had number 11A was a project by James Campbell for possibly renovating and replacing a existing legally nonconforming two-family at the corner of Arcadia Road and Park in Old Greenwich. It is a home that either was built in the 30s or moved there in the 30s, depending on some of the history around it. And it is a legally non-conforming two-family in what is a single-family zone in Old Greenwich. Applicant there was looking to improve the building and keep the two units. Commission just, as with all non-conforming uses, they need to make considerations about whether something is expanding or intensifying, and the applicant will just need to make sure that they're touching all those bases so the commission can make a decision when it decides to come back for a final site plan and special permit. And then lastly, we voted on the Greenwich Hospital renovation at 5 Perry Ridge Road and 77 Lafayette Place. This is to relocate certain activities of the hospital in those two buildings and insert the Smilo Cancer Center. This is probably the third iteration, if everyone's keeping score, about the idea of a Smilo Center here down in Greenwich. Applicant had addressed all the commission's concerns. Sort of the outstanding issue was double-checking the traffic analysis. So the commission approved the application. One of the conditions and ongoing is traffic monitoring in the long term to make sure that the sort of the analysis provided, it matches the experience that's going to happen once the facility opens. So there'll be a one-year look back and a two-year look back post-occupancy of the new facility to just validate the analysis. And if there are any issues, work with the hospital to address any parking, traffic, or pedestrian safety matters that arise in the future. So that was the end of our meeting.
All right, good. Sounds like a very efficient meeting. A couple of withdrawals there. So next meeting is what? Is it the 15th? Is that right?
22nd.
22nd. Oh, 3 weeks.
Yeah, right? We had a little blip in the schedule, I guess.
Oh, okay. So July 22nd. Anything to talk about there?
Yes, so we will be coming back 1165 King Street, which is Greenwich Woods. There is a revised proposal there to create affordable housing on that project, a little bit of a smaller scope than what the preliminary was considered, now 2 years ago we talked about it. We will likely have 171 Hamilton Ave. That's a redevelopment of a business of mixed use in Chickahominy. What else are we looking at here? The postponements from the last meeting will obviously likely be heard at this meeting. And that's about it for notable stuff right now.
All right, fantastic. Pat, as always, appreciate your time this morning. Be well and have a happy 4th. We'll talk in a couple weeks.
You too. Thank you, Tony. Bye-bye.
That is Director of Planning and Zoning, Pat LaRoe, recap of last night's meeting.